Homily on John 10, verses 1 through 10. A meditation by Augustine. I bear still a subject of concern, and what concerns me I shall impart to you. Hear, then, what it is that moves me. By the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord rebukes the shepherds, and among other things, says of the sheep, "The wandering sheep have ye not recalled." He both declares it a wanderer and calls it a sheep. If, while wandering, it was a sheep, whose voice was it hearing to lead it astray? For doubtless it would not be straying were it hearing the shepherd's voice. But it strayed just because it heard another's voice. It heard the voice of the thief and the robber. Surely the sheep do not hear the voice of robbers. Those that came, he said, and we are to understand apart from me, that is, those that came apart from me are thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear them. Lord, if the sheep did not hear them, how can the sheep wander? If the sheep hear only thee, and thou art the truth, whoever heareth the truth cannot certainly fall into error, but they err and are called sheep. For if, in the very midst of their wandering, they were not called sheep, it would not be said by Ezekiel, "The wandering sheep have ye not recalled." How is it, at the same time, a wanderer and a sheep? Has it heard the voice of another? Surely the sheep did not hear them. Accordingly, many are just now being gathered into Christ's fold, and from being heretics are becoming Catholics, that is, members of the Christian Church. They are rescued from the thieves and restored to the shepherds, and sometimes they murmur, and become wearied of him that calls them back, and have no true knowledge of him that would murder them. Nevertheless, also, when, after a struggle, those have come who are sheep, they recognize the shepherd's voice, and are glad they have come, and are ashamed of their wandering. When, then, they were glorying in that state of error as in the truth, and were certainly not hearing the shepherd's voice, but were following another, were they sheep or were they not? If they were sheep, how can it be the case that the sheep do not listen to aliens? If they were not sheep, wherefore the rebuke addressed to those to whom it is said, "The wandering sheep have ye not recalled?" In the case also of those already become Catholic Christians and believers of good promise, evils sometimes occur. They are seduced into error, and after their error are restored. When they were thus seduced and were rebaptized, or after the companionship of the Lord's fold were turned back again into their former error, were they sheep or were they not? Certainly they were Catholics. If they were faithful Catholics, they were sheep. If they were sheep, how was it that they could listen to the voice of a stranger when the Lord saith, "The sheep did not hear them"? You hear, brethren, the great importance of the question. I say then, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He knoweth those who were foreknown. He knoweth those who were predestinated, because it is said of him, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. If God be for us, who can be against us? Add to this, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how hath he not with him also freely given us all things?" But what us? Those who are foreknown, predestinated and justified, glorified, regarding whom there follows, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Therefore, the Lord knoweth them that are his. They are the sheep. Such sometimes do not know themselves, but the shepherd knoweth them. According to this predestination, This foreknowledge of God, according to the election of the sheep before the foundation of the world. For so saith also the apostle, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. According, then, to this divine foreknowledge and predestination, how many sheep are outside, how many wolves within, and how many sheep are inside, how many wolves without? How many are now living in wantonness who will yet be chaste? How many are blaspheming Christ who will yet believe in him? How many are giving themselves to drunkenness who will yet be sober? How many are preying on other people's property who will yet freely give of their own? Nevertheless, at present, they are hearing the voice of another. They are following strangers. In like manner, how many are praising within who will yet blaspheme, are chaste who will yet be fornicators, are sober who will wallow hereafter in drink, are standing who will by and by fall. These are not the sheep, for we speak of those who were predestinated, of those whom the Lord knoweth that they are his. And yet these, so long as they keep right, listen to the voice of Christ. Yea, these hear, the others do not. And yet, according to predestination, these are not sheep, while the others are. There remains still the question, which I now think may meanwhile thus be solved. There is a voice of some kind. There is, I say, a certain kind of voice of the shepherd, in respect of which the sheep hear not strangers, and in respect of which those who are not sheep do not hear Christ. What a word is this! He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. No one of his own is indifferent to such a voice. A stranger does not hear it. For this reason also does he announce it to the former, that he may abide perseveringly with himself to the end. But by one who is wanting in such persevering continuance with him, such a word remains unheard. One has come to Christ, and has heard word after word of one kind and another, all of them true, all of them salutary. And among all the rest is also this utterance, He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. He who has heard this is one of the sheep. But there was, perhaps, someone listening to it, who treated it with dislike, with coldness, and heard it as that of a stranger. If he was predestinated, he strayed for the time, but he was not lost forever. He returns to hear what he has neglected, to do what he has heard. For if he is one of those who are predestinated, then both his very wandering and his future conversion have been foreknown by God. If he has strayed away, he will return to hear that voice of the shepherd, and to follow him who saith, He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. A good voice, brethren, it is, true and shepherd-like, the very voice of salvation in the tabernacles of the righteous. For it is easy to hear Christ, easy to praise the gospel, easy to applaud the preacher, but to endure unto the end is peculiar to the sheep who hear the shepherd's voice. A temptation befalls thee, endure thou to the end, for the temptation will not endure to the end. And what is that end to which thou shalt endure? Even till thou reachest the end of thy pathway. For as long as thou hearest not Christ, he is thine adversary in the pathway, that is, in this mortal life. And what doth he say? Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him? Thou hast heard, hast believed, hast agreed, if thou hast been at enmity, agree. If thou hast got the opportunity of coming to an agreement, keep not up the quarrel longer. For thou knowest not when thy way will be ended, and it is known to him. If thou art a sheep, and if thou endurest to the end, thou shalt be saved. And therefore it is that his own despise not that voice, and strangers hear it not. But let all of us be guided by him to whom we say, Lead me, O Lord, in thy way, and I will walk in thy truth.